Some of the grid bars had a little groove built into the grid bar. We thought that the CECO fragment might fall into that groove, and that might help in removing it. That's the 60-degree G and the 45-degree G. I'm not going to touch the mouse because it's going to go ahead. We have single-edge grid bars. Again, we had double-edge. So we had a variety of grid bars that we tried. And the four in green are the ones that perform the best. Surprisingly, the dull grid bar was one of those. So these are the four that we have been looking at primarily. So we ran a test. We actually ran it twice. We ended up with six grid bar designs, and I'll show you what those are in a minute. We used two different varieties. One of the varieties was prone to having high levels of CECO fragments. And we used three replications, total of 36 ginning lots. This is a side view of the link cleaner, showing the orientation of the grid bars. This is the control treatment that we used. The first grid bar had a 32 degree angle. The remaining bars had 55 degree angles. This is pretty standard. This is what they are on a conventional link cleaner. These were the experimental grid bars that we tested. The 105 degree grid bar has two active edges, and this one has been shown to be effective in removing CECO fragments in the past. The 60 degree also has two active edges. We have the 45 degree, which resembles a standard grid bar with just the one active edge, and then we had the two dull grid bars, and we added an active edge to the dull grid bar to see what would happen. So this is what we were testing. Here's another side view of the link cleaner. This happens to just show the 45 degree bar, but I wanted to show in this slide is our clearance. We used 38 thousandths clearance between the grid bar and the saw. It's about a millimeter. It's between a 32nd and a 16th of an inch. Okay, now I'd like to go over some HVI and APHIS fiber properties. And I'm going to try and point out this statement right here without going ahead. Gently. Well, it's not coming up. I'm not getting my mouse. Anyway, the one statement below HVI fiber properties, it says, we're not different among grid bar designs. And this was at first kind of discouraging. There it is. This statement right here. Of course, we were hoping for some of these grid bars to show some differences. We did not find that. We did see differences in variety, which is I'm going to be showing you most of those differences. We used the FiberMax and we used the fragile CECO variety. This simply shows here that. That the FiberMax was longer than the fragile C-coat. The FiberMax also was stronger and more uniform than the fragile C-coat. This fragile C-coat variety has been known to produce about 5 bales an acre of cotton, so that's why it was popular at one time. But it does have the tendency to have the fragments. Now we're going to show you some APHIS properties. This is NEP count, and you can see that the two varieties are very significantly different, but there is no significant difference between the different grid bars. You can see the 105 grid bar under FiberMax had the lowest level of NEP counts, but it was not significantly different from, say, the 45 degree bar. So although, again, there's differences in variety, but no differences in the grid bar design. Same here with APHIS length. The grid bars, there were no significant differences. You can see the differences in the variety. Short fiber content, the fragile C-coat variety had considerably higher short fiber content than the FiberMax. And although you do see a little bit of different levels with the different grid bar designs, they were not significantly different. I have two measures of trash. It's just the APHIS dust count and the APHIS total trash count. I have not completed yet getting the Shirley analyzer results on the lint and the trash, so I'm just going to show these two. In this case, there was no difference between the two varieties. Although you do see some different levels of trash count with the different grid bar designs, they were not significantly different. Here's the APHIS total trash count. Again, you see the varietal differences, but although you see some different levels of the different grid bar designs, you can see them on the bottom there, they were not significantly different. Some of these results were kind of surprising that there were no significant differences. This is CECO NEP size. Again, pretty much following the same pattern. And this next slide is the important one. This is CECO NEP count. This is what we've been using as an indicator of CECO fragments. And there are differences in variety. You can see that the 105 bar, which has been the one that I've been kind of favoring, had the lowest amount of CECOs in the lint, which is a good thing. This means that maybe more of the CECOs were going into the trash. But again, they were not significantly different. Although you see that the 105 was maybe around 27, it was the lowest. The highest was the 45, which resembles the conventional. It was about 33, still not different. And of course, you can see that the fragile CECOs was much higher than the FiberMax. So this verifies that our fragile CECOs variety did have considerably higher CECOs NEP counts. And these are quite high. Anytime you get these levels, they're very high. Immature fiber content. This is my last APHIS slide. Going back, varietal differences, but nothing different according to grid bar design. So, as a summary, I've got no differences among grid bar designs. There were differences between cultivars. This last point is important. High-speed video showed that most of the fragments were being pulled back into the lint after striking the grid bar, and I'm going to show you a video here in just a second. Although some of the grid bars showed a tendency to just almost remove that CECO fragment, they were pulled right back into the stream. And now I'm going to try and get this to go. I need to click on here. I need to get my, there, oops. I want to show you this video. It's a front shot of the grid bar. I need to get my mouse and then double click it. There it goes. Okay, we're looking directly down at the front of the lint cleaner. Right there where that mouse is, or the pointer. That's the edge of the grid bar. And you can see that some of the CECOs fragments are coming across. There's one right there. It's coming over the grid bar, but unfortunately the lint stream has taken it right back. And we have installed a prism over here on the left so that we can look down the grid bar. As well as looking straight forward, we can also look down. We're using the high-speed camera to do this. We can determine how far the CECOs fragment comes before it either is knocked off or is going back into the lint stream. We can determine the velocity and acceleration of the CECOs fragment. And we'll see some of these CECOs fragments are removed, but a lot of them go back in the lint stream. And this is the problem. We have come up with a device that we are installing on top of the grid bar to help maybe blow these CECOs fragments off. The ones that are just ready to come off, they just need a little bit of help. We've come up with a device to blow them off. And we're going to be doing some preliminary testing next week on that device. So we're hoping that may help do that. Future work, we still have to determine the trash content in the lint and the lint content in the trash. Will you be using Shirley Analyzer to do that? This is going to give us some more information about what is happening. We're also doing a manual count on C-Coat fragments on all of these different treatments. And this is a long and tedious job, but we're doing that. I'd like to acknowledge Cotton Incorporated. They've supported this project. They provided us with the high-speed camera, and we're very, very grateful for that. And I probably ran over. I don't know.
You did good.
Okay.